Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. If you're back again, well, I guess we're all getting older. Anyway, we're glad that you're here. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live. It's 5 o'clock on Monday night. We hope that you're being careful. You're going to want to especially be careful with my guest tonight. I hope you're driving carefully on 95 and on the turnpike and that you're paying attention to the road and kind of listening to me, but paying attention to the road. And the reason I say that is because May is Trauma Awareness Month, and I am very fortunate tonight. We are fortunate. You are fortunate to have one of our area's leading physicians and surgeons in trauma care here with us tonight. Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg from St. Mary's is here. And if you don't know, St. Mary's, and we're going to talk about this, is a level one trauma center, and there are few and far between. We'll talk a little bit about that as the show unfolds. Well, he's going to stay tuned. You're going to stay tuned so he can tell us all about trauma, how you might be affected someday, and more importantly, how maybe you can avoid ever having to meet my guest. Because while you will be glad that you did if you need him, you'd rather not need him. So more on Dr. Lautenberg in a minute or two. I want to take a second before I get into the meat of the show just to thank the Broward County Guardianship Association. They did an event, an all-day event at John Knox Village on Friday last week, which I was fortunate enough to attend. Many of you know that I'm very active in the world of guardianship. They did an event on sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it was kind of really interesting. There was a presentation about Brian Wilson, which is from the Beach Boys, which is fascinating. They also wanted to talk about STDs among seniors, which are epidemic. Relevant to tonight's show, they talked about opioid addiction, about polypharmacy. And an interesting subject matter is whether or not somebody with Alzheimer's disease has the ability to consent to a sexual relationship. It's a really interesting subject matter. It was a fascinating day. The Broward County Guardianship Association, for all the bad press that guardians get, the Broward County Guardianship Association did an unbelievable job training people, attorneys, guardians, lay people. John Knox Village did a great job in hosting it for the audience. It was terrific, and I just think that they deserve some kudos. So I know they probably won't hear this, but in any event, I know I did it. Congratulations, BCGA. Anyway, now to my guest. Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg is currently practicing at the Level 1 Trauma Center at St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach. He is the Director of Trauma Research and Education there as well. He has been a surgeon since 1980 with a focus on trauma, emergency general surgery, elective general surgery, burns and surgical critical care. He's an associate professor of clinical surgery at the Charles E. Schmidt School of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. He is also the director of surgical simulation and technology, as well as an associate dean for graduate medical education at FAU. He has been a trauma medical director at two different institutions, one at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, where he developed their level two trauma center in 1992, and then matriculated that institution to a level one trauma center. We didn't talk about it, but I have a big connection to that trauma center, which I'll tell you about on the break anyway. But most recently, he began, organized, and staffed the level one trauma center at the University of Florida Health, UF Health, at the University of Florida School of Medicine in Gainesville, Florida. And since we broadcast in Gainesville, if you're listening on Wednesday night, this is, in fact, a man you know well, Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg. He has pioneered, amongst other things, the diaphragm pacing system for ventilator-dependent quadriplegic patients in the state of Florida. He's also been an innovator in rib fracture fixation at several institutions, both in Florida and Indiana. So, Dr. Lautenberg, welcome to Oh My God.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, I think most people don't know anything about trauma center because they've never been required to go to it, but should they need it, it was really important. Let's start at the beginning. What is a trauma center?
A trauma center is a specialized hospital that provides immediate care to an injured patient and has a surgeon on staff in the hospital ready to meet that injured patient 24 hours a day.
And it is fair to say that almost nothing you do is really ever scheduled. It is always a rush.
When it comes to the patients that get admitted to the trauma center, it is an exciting, thought-provoking situation for the surgeon to make a snap decision and to be able to save a life. But, of course, saving a life starts out on the street where the injury has occurred.
So that's really interesting. We didn't even talk about this in preparation, but my guess is that a lot of what you face, as you said, begins in the field with either EMTs or, you know, emergency fire rescue, whatever it is. It's usually, well, it's always an event driven. Do you train with those?
Yes,
people?
We do. We train. We've trained with EMS and law enforcement for my entire career, which has spanned 37 years now. But obviously, the training became much more intense after 9/11 and the incident and the subsequent incidences. But in addition to that, not only are we training EMS and law enforcement, but we're training the public now. And as you said, May is Trauma Awareness Month. It is the month that the American Trauma Society has chosen for the last 27 years to celebrate and to recognize the care that injured patients get. And this year, the emphasis on Trauma Awareness Month is the Stop the Bleed campaign, which is a campaign that is nationwide that has been designed to teach civilians how to stop bleeding on patients before EMS even arrives.
You know, that's really fascinating. I was a Boy Scout as a kid. For those who are just tuning in, it seems that Dr. Lautenberg and I have a lot in common. We're both the same age, and grew up initially in Queens. But I was a Boy Scout back then. We used to learn how to do a tourniquet.
Correct.
But nobody learns how to do a tourniquet
They're
anymore,
back.
Right? They are
They're
back.
They're back.
Really?
And we have tremendous knowledge that has been gained from the conflicts in the Middle East over the last 20 years. And the knowledge that has been gained by caring for wounded warriors over there has translated right back into civilian injuries.
So we're going to talk, for those of you who are listening, you want to stay tuned for this, because we're going to talk later about Dr. Lautenberg's experience in working with soldiers overseas, and it's a really fascinating story. So we're going to talk more about that later. That's a little tease to keep you tuned in. But so stopping the bleed, can anybody stop a bleed?
Anybody can stop a bleed. You know, this entire project of Stop the Bleed actually started with the terrible tragedy in Newton, Connecticut, when the children were murdered in the mass shooting.
Right.
And surgeons there translated this into the American College of Surgeons, and it was picked up by the government, and it actually went all the way to the White House, that there has to be a better way of caring for patients who are bleeding from their extremities or from their chest or abdomen, and everybody can participate and do something until help arrives.
So people... Well, now I got 93 questions I didn't have before we started.
That's okay.
But
we're here
people are afraid to get involved. I mean, people are afraid of bloodborne diseases and pathogens.
Correct.
People are afraid of transmission of AIDS. People are afraid of all sorts of things. Plus, people are afraid of doing damage and being sued. I mean, people are often afraid to get involved. And what you're saying is that even the most naive civilian can improve the prospects for a person facing a trauma if they
simply
just do
by applying pressure to a wound,
wow,
wrapping a wound, or learning how to put a tourniquet on. And we have that training here in Palm Beach County. We've actually placed what we call Stop the Bleed kits, which are small little pouches that contain a tourniquet and a pressure dressing and what we call a hemostatic dressing with chemicals that stop bleeding. We've placed over 250 of these kits all throughout Palm Beach County in the libraries and the governmental agencies right next to the AEDs.
Wow.
So this Stop the Bleed is becoming the new CPR. Everybody knows how to do CPR. Everybody knows how to do bystander CPR. What we're trying to educate people on is if there is an incident, a motor vehicle crash, a mass shooting, a stabbing, and somebody is bleeding, there's a way to control that bleeding until EMS help or law enforcement help arrives. They, too, have tourniquets and Stop the Bleed kits, and the patient can arrive at the trauma center in a much better condition and have a much better chance of surviving a massive bleed.
That's fascinating. It's almost like the new Heimlich maneuver.
Yes,
right. That's
correct.
That's really interesting. I'd like to come back to that later in the show, and we will. I want to go back to the trauma center for a second, in the sense most people don't realize, especially here in South Florida, and we're on our four radio stations down here, and we get played an awful lot down in this part of the world. St. Mary's Trauma Center is world class. It is a level one trauma center, and there are very few level one trauma centers, correct?
That's correct.
So what constitutes a level one trauma center, and why is that so important to the community as a whole?
Well, maybe we could go back and say what constitutes a trauma center. So a trauma center is an acute care hospital that has a group of trauma surgeons, emergency medicine physicians, anesthesiologists, orthopedic surgeons, nurses, and all kinds of ancillary care that are devoted to the care of the injured patient on a 24-hour as-needed basis. And in order to be a trauma center, you have to go through a rigorous state designation. Actually, in Florida, there's probably about 250 acute care hospitals. There's only 33 trauma centers in Florida.
In the whole state?
In the whole state.
Wow.
And to be a level one trauma center, you not only have to have all of the things that I mentioned before, but you have to do clinical research and you have to do education. And that separates the level one trauma centers from the level two trauma centers. Although some of the level two trauma centers are also capable of education, almost all of the basic science, meaning the bench research and the clinical research, are done in the level one trauma centers.
And the level – now, we have a level two trauma center in Delray. That's the Delray.
No, that's a level one also.
Oh, is that level
one
now?
We have two level one trauma centers in Palm Beach County. They are geographically divided, just about at Southern Boulevard. So everything north of Southern Boulevard goes to St. Mary's. Everything south goes to Delray. These are destinations that are determined by the Palm Beach Trauma Agency and the healthcare district. And the patients are almost evenly divided. We see about 3,000, a little bit more than that, a year in Palm Beach County, and each trauma center is got about 1,500 very seriously injured patients.
So if people just want to put that in perspective, 1,500 is only 50 weeks a year. You get a lot of action.
A lot of patients.
You don't sit around reading
a
newspaper during the day.
No, sir.
No. So, and north of here,
So north of here, the next closest trauma center is actually in Fort Pierce at the Longwood Medical Center.
Right.
However, they don't do pediatric trauma up there, so all the pediatric trauma from there down comes to St. Mary's. In addition to that, we receive a lot of patients transferred from out of the county area and all the way west to Lake Okeechobee.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg. Dr. Lautenberg is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's Level 1 Trauma Center. We've been talking about the fact that May is Trauma Awareness Month, and it's very important that we get that. We're going to talk when we come back about what sends people to a trauma center? What happens to people that they end up there? And it's really important for you to tune in and stay tuned for this, because you'd be surprised at just how simple it is, unfortunately, for you to end up in a trauma center, but how important it is that one is nearby. So this is, again, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here on 900 AM. The Talk of the Palm Beach is live. If you're listening on 104.9 FM in Gainesville, you know Dr. Lautenberg. He practiced there for 26 years. He was there a very long time, and he's very well known up there. Of course, if you're on Long Island on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, there is, in fact, trauma centers all around you. Stony Brook is one for you who are out there, and there are others. And if you're listening on 95.9 FM, The Palm, it's Saturday morning. We hope the rest of the day is not only beautiful but safe as well on your now Memorial Day weekend. So if you have questions about trauma or for my guest or for me, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind.
After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you are here. May is Stroke Awareness Month, but it is also Trauma Awareness Month. And I'm here tonight with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg. Dr. Lautenberg is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's here in Palm Beach. It is a level one trauma center, which is a very, very special designation. We've been talking about a whole lot of really interesting things. I want to talk and ask Dr. Lautenberg about what typically sends people to a trauma center.
All right. Well, I think what we probably ought to do is just throw it out there and say, you know, what's trauma? Trauma is it's the disease of injury. How do you get injured? The most common way that you get injured is in a motor vehicle crash. The second most common way is from a fall, either a fall from height or even a fall from standing, which we'll talk about. Other ways you can get injured is from a bullet or from a knife or from an assault or from some other injury that occurs. So way back in the 1980s, the state of Florida was met with the situation where injured patients were winding up in the hospital around the corner. And if you go to the hospital around the corner, there's not a surgeon there 24 hours a day. There are surgeons there. They're on call. They're not available. And what people were seeing in the 80s, and this is when I began my career, is that patients who were very severely injured were winding up in the hospital on the corner, not getting the care they needed, and succumbing and losing their lives because they didn't get timely care. So the state began writing guidelines and writing guidelines to tell patients how and where these patients were going to go in these trauma centers. And that's how the state trauma plan sort of started. And, you know, I was very fortunate in that I was one of the people of 20, 25 other people in the state that got to actually write this trauma plan back in the 80s and then again in the 90s and again in the 2000s. But basically today, state law defines who should be what we call a trauma alert, which is the most severely injured. This state law is applied to emergency medical services. So if you're in a motor vehicle crash or you fall or you're stabbed or shot and your blood pressure is low and your heart rate is high and your breathing rate is low or high and you're not conscious, you then fall into the criteria of being what's called a trauma alert. And the emergency medical service is obligated to take you to a state-designated trauma center and bypass the hospital on the corner, because the most important thing is to stop bleeding. Trauma is about bleeding. We want to stop the bleeding. So the way we stop the bleeding is we have the personnel, especially the trauma surgeon, the emergency medicine physician, who can stop the bleeding either right there in the emergency room or in the operating room. And you want to have a ready operating room, so you need an operating room team that's ready 24 hours a day, an empty operating room ready to go, empty intensive care unit beds. So all of these things added up make a trauma center.
So again, so many questions from that. So I have to assume that survivability statistics have improved dramatically with the advent of...
So if you look back in Palm Beach County to the 90s, to the late 80s and early 90s, studies were done back then of what we call preventable death rates, which is that patient that wound up at the hospital around the corner and succumbed because nobody was there to stop the bleeding. Back then, the preventable death rate approached 50% of those injuries that could have been saved. Half of them didn't get saved. Today, in 2017, as we're sitting here tonight, the preventable death rate is less than 2%. It's actually about 1.6%.
That's astounding.
And if you look at the entire trauma system in the state of Florida and the system in Palm Beach County with the healthcare district, 95% of the patients that arrive at a trauma center in Palm Beach County alive will leave the hospital. That's 95% of the patients. Wow. And that's because of law enforcement, EMS, and the two trauma centers.
And so based on this, obviously law enforcement and EMS make that call pretty quickly. And then
makes the call, and there's a couple of little caveats to that. So let's say that patient doesn't have that low blood pressure or that high heart rate, but was in a motor vehicle crash in which the car rolled over 20 times. And the paramedic, the pre-hospital EMS person comes to the scene and says, I don't like the way this patient looks. In Florida, we have what's called paramedic judgment. The EMS provider can make the call on his or her own, right there on the scene, take the patient to the trauma center.
So then what follows then is that you at this trauma center, you yourself and your team and others working at St. Mary's in the trauma center, you see the worst of the worst. You don't get kind of the broken ankle thing typically.
Well, you do get the broken ankle type of thing, but what we do is what we call triage. We decide this patient is injured the worst. This patient is moderately injured, and this patient is less injured. And then we make a decision of who we're going to get to first. But you're right. We see the worst of the worst. But for somebody like a trauma surgeon, the worst of the worst can turn out to be the best of the best.
Right.
Because if the trauma surgeon makes the decision to go to the operating room and stop that bleeding and do something, and that patient walks out, that's where all the satisfaction is.
Sure.
Right there.
You save lives that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
And
you restore families to each other. It's really
amazing. And the thing is that no No set of injuries is the same in any one patient.
Wow. I have so much more to ask my guest. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God. I'm getting older. So is my mom. And as we just found out, if you're ever in serious need of a trauma center, you will get older if you go to see my guest tonight, Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg, who is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's Trauma Center. May is Trauma Awareness Month, and we're so glad that Dr. Lautenberg has agreed to be here tonight. We're going to talk more about what exactly brings people to trauma. I have a question about volume and mass trauma, which we haven't really talked about. So much more to talk about. If you're just tuning in, again, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, getting older, so is my mom, tonight with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg from St. Mary's. If you're listening in Gainesville, you know Dr. Lautenberg. If you're listening on Long Island, we hope that you're enjoying this. This applies to you as well as it does us. And here in the Palm Beaches, we're thrilled. If you're listening live, 900 a.m., the talk of the Palm Beaches, it's about 5:30. There is time for you to call if you'd like. Just call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here tonight with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg, who is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's. He's been doing trauma surgery since 1980. There's a few that have as much experience as he does, and he's been explaining to us what goes on in a trauma center and how you might end up at a trauma center. We're going to talk more specifically about falls, car accidents, and other ways that you could end up in under his care. But I do want to ask Dr. Lautenberg first. We have been reasonably fortunate in this part of the world that we do not have or haven't had an experience of mass casualties on the scale of some of the others that we have read about. Are we prepared for that if we do?
We are prepared. Both trauma centers, St. Mary's and Del Rey, have massive plans to handle what we call a mass casualty. Both trauma centers, by the way, handle multiple casualties every weekend. We have five, six, seven, eight patients that show up at the same time. Some of them are shootings that are multiple. A mass casualty is something that's, you're talking 20, 25 patients, 50 patients at a trauma center. We drill, we go over the plan, we all take training courses, keep the courses, all the nurses, all the administrative people, all the physicians. And we've learned valuable lessons, both from the military conflict and from our friends in Boston and our friends in Orlando. We've learned valuable lessons. Every single time there's an incident, there are lessons learned within the trauma world that everybody uses those lessons. You know, tourniquets in the Boston bombing saved lives. Wow. 243 patients went to the hospital in Boston. 243 patients went home.
Wow.
Okay.
So
in
the
Orlando,
the deaths were on site. They
were on site.
None of them happened at the hospital.
In Orlando, 53 patients went into Orlando Regional Hospital. 46 went home.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, and that was a massive shooting. So we've learned a lot of lessons from that, and we take these lessons and we use them over and over again, and we constantly drill and we surge up. Both trauma centers have a cache of equipment, of stretchers, of ways to get everything surged up, of ways to call in more personnel.
It's really fascinating. I know the number one and number two reasons for somebody ending up on your doorstep. Car accidents, all too frequent here. I mean, there's not a day goes by that we don't hear about
a serious
car accident and falls.
Well, let me throw a statistic at you.
Okay.
What if I told you that 60% of all trauma is totally preventable? 60% of traumatic injuries are preventable if we paid attention to risk-taking behavior. That's what trauma is all about. We put ourselves in situations of risk-taking behavior. So we're both, can we say our ages?
Yeah, sure.
We're both 67 years old, okay? We may or may not be on blood-thinning medication, but it's likely we're at least on an aspirin or something.
Right.
Is there a reason for us to climb up on a ladder and walk on a roof?
Probably
and fall
not.
Off and hit our heads and
that's
bleed.
That's why I have sons-in-law.
Well, but this
but
is the
then,
point.
No, but right.
That's a risk-taking behavior.
Right.
Okay? You and I, we're you know, we look like we're in great shape for our ages. We ride a bike. Is there a reason for us to ride a bike without a helmet at
right.
our age?
Right.
How about at 5 years old? I have a five-year-old granddaughter, by the way, who made me the most beautiful Stop the Bleeding poster for
nice?
Trauma Awareness Day.
Right.
If we were on TV, I would show it to you. It's gorgeous. But my granddaughter and my grandsons don't get on anything without a helmet.
Right.
As far as motor vehicle crashes, distracted driving. We see it on the highway all the time, on the billboards, on the flashing signs. Don't text and drive. But we do it. We do it. And, you know, it's just that 1 second at 75 miles an hour that is going to change somebody's life.
And how many, well, I guess all of them, but there, when you talk about the falls, and you're right about getting on the roof, when you talk about texting and driving, and you're right about that, I mean, there's not a day goes by that I don't pass an accident on the road that you can tell somebody was on their phone, right, texting and driving. But falls are age-related as well.
That
is
correct.
We have an aging population.
That is correct.
But even those are, I mean, I talk about falls, they're mostly preventable.
And many are with fall prevention training. And if people our age went for fall prevention training and learned a little bit about, you know, we're not as steady as we used to be. We're not as... You know, you and I were pretty steady. We're working and great, and we're doing our thing. But the problem is we are on so many medications these days that cause us to bleed if we just bump our heads a little bit, that cause us to bleed. Even something simple like aspirin.
Right.
It affects your platelets. It thins your blood. And by the time you start bleeding in your brain, you're in big trouble. And that's the other thing, recognizing that some simple fall, somebody who simply falls and has a persistent headache, that's a patient that needs to be in a trauma center or in a hospital getting a scan to make sure they don't have a bleed.
I mean, it really is astounding. And we didn't really talk much about drugs yet. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk more about that. And I also want to talk about poison control, right? We have you and I have grandchildren, young grandchildren. Poison control is really an issue. And I also want to talk about the military highlights. So I have so much more to talk to my guest, Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg, tonight about. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live. We're also every Wednesday night in Gainesville at 8 o'clock on 104.9 FM, Gainesville's talk radio station, on Long Island, 103.9. Also on Wednesday nights, Long Island's talk radio, and 95.9 FM, The Palm, here on Saturday mornings, and 93.5 and 92.5 True Oldies every Saturday morning. If you are just tuning in and you wish you had listened earlier, I'm going to tell you how you can pick up the earlier part of the show in a little while. But also, you have still time for questions if you want to call my guest. We're going to come back and talk about his military experience. But if you have a guest, we're going to call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike, even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind.
After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg, who is the, he is a trauma surgeon, at St. Mary's Level 1 Trauma Center here in Palm Beach. We've learned a lot about trauma that I didn't know. May is Trauma Awareness Month. I often have guests on the show that teach me something, but never more than tonight's guest has taught me things that I did not know and thought I did. But I do want to hear a story that I didn't know about until right before we went on the air. But you were fortunate enough to have traveled overseas to do some both training and education with our military,
yes,
with our wounded warriors. Tell us about that experience.
Well, you know, I mentioned in the beginning of the show that much of what we do in civilian trauma today is a result of the military experience in the Middle East over the last 15 to 20 years. It's a culmination of Iraq and Afghanistan and everything that's going on. Our military surgeons, some of whom, one is my boss, Dr. Robert Borrego, who was originally went over in the first part of the Iraq conflict and manned a forward surgical hospital. These are the folks that really taught us how to stop the bleeding and get somebody through some severe injuries. I was never in the military. I was fortunate not to be called up or unfortunate. But I did have the tremendous opportunity as a senior visiting trauma professor for the American Association for the Surgery of Trauma to spend a month in Landstuhl, Germany at the Army Medical Center there. And I actually got to participate in the care of many wounded warriors that had been flown up from Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. And we took care of those patients. And it was incredibly eye-opening to see the type of wounding, the type of injuries, and the type of care that is given to these wounded warriors. It is nonstop, stop for nothing, keep going, and it is amazing the results that the military has been able to do. It was eye-opening for me. It was exciting. It was, at times, it was somewhat depressing to see the types of injuries, but I felt like, you know, it really expanded my understanding of where we are now, and that was about 8 or 9 years ago that I did that, and it had really opened my eyes to see where we could come. And now in 2017, we've applied a lot of these principles right here in the civilian trauma, and it's working. It's working.
It is so fascinating. I guess we could do a whole show on that alone. But does that play into at all a relationship with the local VA hospital? Do any of those vets that are being treated there, if they have new trauma here, does that help you in the care if they end up in your community, or is it really not?
It really doesn't have much of a play. However, we do receive a lot of veterans who are the victims of civilian trauma.
Right.
And we do have relationships with the veterans, and we are incredibly proud of what they've done, and we give them the care that they certainly deserve for what they've done.
And trauma is not age-related, by the way.
Not at all.
My show typically is, but trauma, you must see
young,
from
old. It is actually the leading cause of death between the ages of birth and 44. It is the number one cause of death, more than heart disease, cancer, any other diseases, and rapidly becoming a leading cause of death for the age of 65 and older,
right,
believe it or not. As we stay healthy and get older, it is rapidly becoming a significant disease for people in our age groups.
So, and I guess a good chunk of that is fall related.
Is fall related.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's fall related plus medications. And people need to pay attention to the medicines that they're on. And, you know, I mentioned aspirin. And I, you know, a lot of
people. I'm on a baby aspirin. Right. Stent, I'm on a baby aspirin.
A lot of people are on Plavix.
Right.
A lot of people are on blood thinners, Coumadin, some of the newer agents. They're all out there. We need to be aware that we're on these things and try not to take too much risk-taking behavior. It's also interesting, though, that simple preparations, over-the-counter preparations, can lead to trouble. One of the worst ones is omega-3 fatty acids, which
really
is like the panacea. Everybody
right
takes it. Omega-3 fatty acids can derange your platelets just as bad as aspirin or Plavix.
Wow.
And if you're on any of these medications, you need to let the providers know that you're taking these medications so that we can get a head start and try and reverse some of those effects.
So this may be an overall simple, maybe too simplistic a question, and so I'll apologize in advance. But we both said that, you know, certainly a lot of the car accidents are certainly preventable. It typically is distracted driving. Falls are preventable. You know, in driving, I'm going to guess texting and driving or being on the phone or not paying
correct
attention is one. But in falls, is there one thing specifically that stands out that makes or is it purely accidental and carelessness?
Well, most of it is accidental, spontaneous falls from standing. But, you know, there's that 80-year-old person that wants to change their light bulb and climb up on the stepladder. And you would think, 3 steps on a stepladder, what's the big deal? You slip and fall, and you hit the tile floor, you're in trouble.
I'm laughing because I used to joke before they got divorced that my mother loved her stepladder more than she loved my father.
Well,
because I do a talk on falls, and I do talk about if it's up on the top shelves, I have a good idea. don't put it up there
That's
anymore.
Correct.
Move it down.
That is correct.
There are so many places. Water sports play a big
in this area,
part of the world.
Water sports are a big problem. People who are in the water and diving and snorkeling and not paying attention to motorized boats out there, yes, we see those injuries. And water sports injuries are becoming, especially as we get into these summer months, more and more prominent.
I worry about swimming with kids and diving into shallow pools and all of those kinds of things that seem so harmless when we get involved
risk
in these things.
Risk-taking behavior.
Risk-taking behavior.
There you go.
It's all there. I mean, it's amazing. And the whole bike riding thing, I know you're right. My grandchildren would never get on any moving toy of any kind without a helmet, right, for fear of the wrath of mom or dad.
But we do it.
I see people out there
all
the time, you know, and I've seen brilliant
and
men and women.
If I could show you the number of cracked helmets from people just hitting their head on the ground in a bike accident and the helmet saving their brains. Just a simple, tiny little lightweight helmet.
That's how I feel, and that's how my wife feels about motorcyclists who won't wear helmets. We don't have a motorcycle helmet rule.
Well,
here
we can
Bozos.
We can thank one of our governors in the past for taking the helmets off the motorcycles.
It blows us away. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Tonight, I've been talking with Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg, who is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's Hospital here. It's a level one trauma center. That is a very unique and rare designation, one that we are fortunate enough to have. We still have a few minutes left. Sorry. And if you have a question for my guest, you can still have time to call us at 1-877-960-9960. But if you just tuned in and you wish you had known more about trauma and you're sorry you didn't tune in earlier, I have good news for you. We podcast the show, so tomorrow you'll be able to listen to it all over again, or you'll be able to share it with your kid who isn't paying attention and is texting and driving, or who is, or your father who's still getting on the step stool or climbing up on his roof. But we do podcast. All you have to do is search OMG. I'm getting up. We will pop on all of the platforms for podcasts. We also will put it up on our website, www.palmbeach.comfortcare.com, www.palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That will be up tomorrow. Of course, if you're a regular listener, but sometimes you're just not near a radio or not in the car, there are no excuses anymore because there's an app for that. You can just download TuneIn Radio and you can listen to us, just set an alarm. You can listen to us live on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Of course, we also simulcast www.900thetalk.com, locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. So you never have an excuse not to listen to us. I forgot to mention we're also on iHeartRadio. So wherever you are, we are. Next week is Memorial Day, so we won't be doing a live show, but we are going to replay a show on compounding pharmacies. Compound pharmacies really do fill a particular need in our marketplace, if you will. If you have difficulty swallowing, if you need a pill reformulated or made smaller or bigger, compound pharmacies have a particular value that most people misunderstand. And we did a show with Samantha Blakeney a couple of months ago on compounding pharmacy. It was, in fact, a very, very fascinating show. And so that's what we're going to be playing next week. We're going to switch gears in 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump's trip to Israel and how it was a success or not, how it was perceived or not, with someone who will be calling here from Israel. He has been a guest before. Daniel Sherman has been here. He's going to be back, and we're going to be talking about how the Israelis received our president, what the general consensus was, how he thinks it went. Of course, he doesn't speak for all Israelis, but it will be interesting to hear it from an Israeli perspective, and we are, in fact, going to do that in 2 weeks. So Dan Sherman from Israel, right directly from Tel Aviv, talking to us about what is going on over there. So I have a few minutes left. I guess, Dr. Lautenberg, it is Trauma Awareness Month. You've had so much information here. There is so much to absorb. Do you have a couple of thoughts, maybe? Is there something most important that you'd want to get out to the audience that you think is most critical?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the time we get up in the morning and get about and do whatever we do, whether it's recreation or work, and from the time we come back, we need to pay attention to risk-taking behavior. I would like to leave the audience with one website to look at. It's www.bleedingcontrol.org, and it's a site where you can see everything you need to know about Stop the Bleed, and you can actually order for a nominal fee. It's only about $50 a pouch with a tourniquet and gloves and dressings in it. And if you need training in Stop the Bleed, you can consult the website of the Palm Beach Healthcare District, and we can direct you to training sites as well.
Is that something that should be in everybody's car, this case?
I have one in my car. I have one in my wife's car, my son's car. I believe it should be. I actually gave one to the gentleman that I fish with and put it on the boat as well. I think everybody should have a tourniquet and a pressure dressing to be able to stop the bleed.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned boating because I'm a relatively new boater. I belong to a boat club. I go out there all the time. But there was a story in the paper today about a pretty tragic accident on the Intracoastal. The boats weren't going fast. They were friends. They banged into each other.
Correct.
Two people ended up in the trauma center, but at Memorial, I think, down south. So much of what brings us to you is really nothing more than being careless and not paying attention.
Well, it's like, you know, The tragedy of trauma is that it takes fathers, sons, daughters, and wives out of the family unit unknowingly. You wake up in the morning, you go to the gym, you come home, you take a shower, you have a cup of coffee, you leave your house, you get into a car wreck. You don't know.
Right.
And these are all healthy people for the most part. You don't know. And thank goodness that we have the trauma system we have in Palm Beach County. It's absolutely outstanding.
And I guess this is my opportunity to be, thank goodness we have you. And I want to thank you for being here tonight. You've been really a fascinating guest with so much information. And you've been a very good sport. And you devoted a lot of energy and time to the show tonight. I really appreciate it. I learned a great deal. And I'm sure my audience did as well.
Thank you for having me.
So I really do appreciate it. If you just tuned in, you missed a really wonderful show. Dr. Lawrence Lautenberg has been my guest. He is a trauma surgeon at St. Mary's Hospital. I learned a whole lot about trauma tonight that you should know. It is really remarkable. St. Mary's has about 1,500 trauma cases a year. 1,500 trauma cases. Those are people who come in the most serious of condition, from accidents, from falls, from gunshot wounds, from poison, from boating accidents, swimming accidents, drug overdoses. All of these things, most of these things, are preventable behavior. And yet, despite the fact that they are preventable, we still unfortunately do them, and we end up in an emergency situation beyond the scope of the regular emergency room where we need a trauma surgeon. And my guest, Dr. Lautenberg, tonight is that trauma surgeon, and the work he does is invaluable. His statistics tonight about survival were really remarkable. If you're a regular listener, you know that this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We are here every Monday night live on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We rebroadcast on five other stations around the country during the rest of the week. We're glad that you're here. If you're a new listener, we typically talk about shows. We talk on our shows about issues that confront boomers and their parents, none more important than tonight. And we look forward to you coming back. Again, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here every Monday night. Next week is Memorial Day. We hope that you have a great and now safe holiday season and you don't get to meet my guest up front and in person. Have a good night, all. Thank you.
WSWN Belgrade, the new 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm.